You're listening to Tucson Business Radio X. And now with Josh Gruber, here's Weeding Out Business, a program that tells it like it is. If you want to be successful on Business Radio X, here's Josh.
What's up, everybody? Josh Gruber here, Poppy Yard Solutions. We're at the Stewart Title Building on Broadway and Alvernon in Tucson. It's Thursday, January 10th, first show of the new year. We have a really cool guest today, a buddy of mine that was introduced. We were introduced to probably about 3 or 4 months ago and through a little breakfast morning club that we religiously go to. I don't think that there's a cooler story out there. And honestly, it's really impressive. His name is Taylor Carter, and he's the CEO of Sentinel Peak Brewing Company here in Tucson. And he's a retired firefighter, and I'm not sure where he's from, but thanks for coming, man. We want to hear your story, and start off by introducing yourself. And
absolutely, Josh, thanks for having me on. Like you said, I'm Taylor Carter. I'm the CEO, owner of Sentinel Peak Brewing Company. We pretty excited. As of yesterday, we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary, and we're having our big 5-year anniversary party this coming Saturday. The 12th. Perfect. That's the 12th. A lot of growth and development since then. Myself and the other two owners, we're all firefighters. I actually just retired about 3.5 months ago from the fire department. I was a paramedic firefighter for a little over 15 years. And with the growth and development of the brewery, I just had an opportunity to take that and kind of run with it. So we started, it was a little over 7 years ago. And basically one of my partners, Matt and Jeremy, let me take it back even farther. Jeremy was a linguist in the military, stationed over in Germany, fell in love with German style beers, came back to the States in the mid 90s, and he couldn't find a beer that he felt was a true German style. So his girlfriend at the time, now wife, got tired of him bitching about it. And so she went out and bought him a small brew system and said, make it. So Jeremy did. He started brewing Dunkels, Hefeweizens, basically Bavarian-style beers. And, of course, being firefighters, you're going to try them at different parties and events. And
right.
We're like, wow, Jeremy, this is really good. You're onto something here. And, of course, firefighters are very sensitive because we give each other a real hard time all the time. And he's like, come on, guys, quit messing with me. No, really, this is good stuff. So we got together and started submitting them into different contests and winning awards. Between basically sleepless nights and maybe drinking too much beer, we thought, hey, this is a great idea. Let's open a brewery.
Right.
So here we are now. We got open in January of 2014. Like I said, 5 years now. We started with a small little brew pub at 4746 East Grant on the southeast quarter next to Trader Joe's and PetSmart. It was an old Philly's Finest restaurant. It needed a ton of renovation. We had a small little 1.5 barrel brewing system, which for anybody who knows brewing is ridiculously small. It's just over that amateur home brewing system. Our first week we had to close down because we sold out actually the first night of all of our beer.
So you had to get the bullpen going?
Absolutely. Well, we kind of sat back that night and, we opened at 4 o'clock that afternoon. I still remember it. The news was there and we literally had a line that wrapped around the building and we thought to ourselves, what have we done?
That's awesome.
So we knew that it was going to be a success. And so we grew and developed from there. One thing that we added on was food.
Right.
Originally it was just pretzels that we served in there, but we found out real quick that people actually want to eat food and sit down. So we developed the menu, made it broader, while keeping quality at the foremost at all times. We've since have brought in a smoker. We have a huge smoker that's out back of the brewery. We do everything from pulled pork to tri-tip to smoked ribs. Our wings are phenomenal. They're absolutely phenomenal. And everything is mesquite smoked. The old fashioned way with mesquite wood and fire and the whole works.
Right. Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
It's cool. We've built a patio out front. We since have outgrown that current space for our brewing facility. So our new brewing facility is now downtown at 330 South Tool. It's a co-op with a Borderlands Brewing Company. We call it Voltron Brewing Company.
Okay.
So our new production facility is able to produce little over five times what we currently are producing. So we upgrade our system to a three barrel system. Our new system is a 15 barrel. And we have a lot of growth and potential right now. So,
and so both breweries brew this out of the same machines or different machines within the same facility?
Right now we have two different systems.
Yep.
So we have a three barrel at our Grand Swan and we have a 15 barrel downtown. The 15 barrel is going to take care of all of our distribution, larger production. So, right now we have about 300 accounts across the state. Vast majority of them in the Phoenix area. Our Salida del Sol Mexican Amber, which is our most popular beer that we have. It's in every Trader Joe's and Total Wine & More and Whole Foods across the state. And it's in every Safeway and Albertsons in Southern Arizona. It would be in a lot more, but we literally cannot produce enough right now. So,
right. So I want to dive into that a little. What's the process of getting those contracts and those clients?
You know, it's basically just like any type of sales. It's a personal relationship business, and I've truly found that it doesn't matter if it's the large corporation that you're working for or literally the mom and pop down the street.
Right.
We go in, we introduce ourselves, we sample them, we tell them who we are, our story, and then of course you talk about, you know, numbers at that point. The Safeways and things like that, they're a little bit harder because you have your general managers of the stores or the captains, as like Trader Joe's calls them.
Right.
And they make a lot of the calls, but then you got to get in with corporate. So most of them aren't local.
Right. You know,
they're back in like Chicago and places right. like that. So you either can fly out there or just start phone calls, email correspondence, and you get in that way.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, you're like got a restaurant rocking and rolling, and then every day, you know, you got to keep that kind of growing, and then you have a few other endeavors. You have a pretty cool place that you live at. You live on a ranch, right?
That's correct. Yep. So my wife and I, we own River Valley Ranch also, which we started back in 2007. It's a horse boarding and training facility, and she is an avid equestrian, so she runs that. I run the tractor.
Right. And you were telling us the story of how you got the property, you know, just by walking around there, and you know, it's like, it's an amazing situation. You know, you've turned it into like a dreamland for your kids to grow up and, you know, to become men, you know, and
absolutely, you know, everything that I've done in life, I truly believe that, you know, for one, I'm incredibly blessed. There's no doubt about that. But I also believe that, you know, whether you believe in God or just the origin of everything kind of coming together, that doors open for you at certain times. And it's the opportunities that present themselves that allow you to be successful or not, to step through those doors. You know, the ranch, well, I'll back up a little bit. We had a house in that area, southeast side. My wife wanted to get another horse at the time, and we were newlyweds. I said, no way, we are not getting another horse. So she went out and got another horse. Didn't tell me about it. Boarded it close to where our current ranch is. And so she finally told me about it. We went walking on the ranch one day, and my horse stepped on a sign. And I got down and picked it up. This was in 05. And it was an old for sale by owner sign. So I said, wow, that's pretty cool. So I called the number and said, hey, sir, this is Taylor. I was, you know, in this certain area and stepped on the sign. It says for sale by owner. Is this yours? He said, yeah, it's mine. So well, are you selling your property? He said, no, I tried it a few years ago, but just didn't have any luck. So what, do you want to sell it now? He's like, no, I don't. So of course there's a closed door there, right? No, wrong. So I persisted. I called him every single day for 2 weeks, just getting to know them. He's an older gentleman. And so kind of broke him down finally that, okay, he's going to sell it. It's great. All right. So start talking about a price, negotiating a price over the course of a few days. And he told me the price. Now, mind you, I had no money. Nothing. So we get settled on a price and start working that out. And I told him, I said, so what are you going to do with the money? He's like, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe travel a little bit, do things like that. I said, well, have you thought about doing a carry back? And so he carried the property for me for 10 years until we were able to, you know, get up enough funds and bank loans and kind of roll it from there. But, you know, it's like with anything else in life, just because you hit a little bit of a wall, you don't just turn.
Right.
You know, you push through.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you built what you have now, and it could have turned out totally different if you just didn't make those 12 phone calls.
Absolutely. You know, I could still be, you know, living in my other house at Grant and Alvernon.
Right.
Which is a good house, but, you know, it was getting shady.
So, you know, with all the guests we bring on, you know, we like to, most people that come on, they're responsible for their income. you're responsible for your income, right?
That is correct.
You know, you got a sweet house with an operation going on there. You know, regardless of how that markets itself, I would think a lot of referrals through that industry.
Correct.
And like kind of like old relationships and people, you know, it's a small town and, mm-hmm. you know, people like that type of hospitality. When they can find it, they'll stay and tell everybody else too. What kind of things are you guys doing this year for the restaurant? Like social media things, you know, events. I know you guys did a big old, you know, stuff the fire truck event for Christmas. You work with 49ers a lot. What kind of relationships are you working on and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really believe in giving back to the community in every way we can. I mean, let's be honest. The three of us, myself, Matt, and Jeremy, we did not become firefighters to make $1 million. We got into that profession because we wanted to help people. Right. And so that extends out in the brewery specifically. So we do a lot of charity organization work with Cowboys and Angels. We do a lot of charity organization work with Gap Ministry, others like that we donate clothes to, money, presents.
Right.
We did fill the fire truck this year for Christmas and donated all the presents. They ended up going to our original plan for giving them to the one charity. They had actually they were full of toys.
Right.
So they said, "Oh, we're kind of full." So we scrambled, called around, and found out that the Ronald McDonald House was actually in need of quite a few. They had a whole lot more children that year. So it was really fortuitous of us to be able to supply that.
Right on.
But yeah, so, you know, as far as building other relationships and such like that, you know, we're reaching out to everybody in Tucson and trying to grow and build,
right.
You know, become part of Tucson growing and becoming better.
Right. And you think that, it is a small town. And by servicing your current clients, potentially leads to new ones through their word of mouth. What side of town do you think is most successful with your beer there? Like, is there a side of town that you like have more clients than others?
Obviously
your restaurant's central.
We're definitely spread all around. There's no doubt about that. We have a really strong following on the east side. We have a really strong following downtown also. You know, most of the resorts carry our beer. Almost all of the theaters, except for Park Mall right now, but they just got their liquor license. So we're working on
that. Did they really?
Yep. Yeah, they did.
They had to.
Right?
Yeah. Or else they're going out of business.
Absolutely. You got to get some more comfy chairs and
more beer.
And more beer. It's important.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're growing across the area right now.
That's very cool. You're, you know, you're one of those special guests where, you know, we actually did work for you today, you know,
right.
We, you know, we're blessed to take care of the shopping center where you're at. And, we sprayed some weeds there today. I don't know if you noticed the green on the, what is it? The southeast side of the complex right there.
Yep. No, I did. I drove by and, you know, since you guys took everything over, it's been looking phenomenal. You know, we had some guests, non-paying tenants, you might say that dropped off, you know, some, couch and a couple other things, and you got him up in like 20 minutes. It was super fantastic.
Yeah, so. He called me the other day and texted me a picture, told me about the couch, and we were going to swing by there and pick it up. And he got a picture of a mattress on the side of the road, and it was one of those moments where I thought, well, either I tell him tomorrow or I tell him now. And I went with the now. You know, I took that 5 seconds of decision making and didn't let my inner fight come through. And I figure what better way to impress somebody than to just do something for them, you know?
Absolutely. And you know, that's how, you know, great business and relationships are made right there.
It's, right.
You know, that's the stuff going out of your way. You didn't have to get that right then by any means. You could have said tomorrow and I've been like, cool, that is great. But you know, actually stepping up and getting it done immediately. By the way, was it a Posturepedic? It looked like a good one.
I won't talk about brand names. It actually, you know what's funny is this mattress we found, we actually kept it. We put it in the front of our shop for like a buffer for when the truck parks.
Oh, there you go.
Because, you know, when Poppy Yard Solutions leaves every day, it's quite the operation. There's two trailers that pull out and a little sprayer truck. And when we come in, we have to go a certain way. And the big truck has to go all the way in for the last piece of the puzzle to fit tightly. And then we lock that bad boy up and start again tomorrow.
Right.
But we are doing a lot of spraying right now. A lot of people are getting, you know, those weeds from all these winter storms coming in. So any referrals for people that want to get their yard sprayed, we definitely want to help them out. And
which reminds me, I need to book you to come out to the ranch to hit it, because without all these rains, it's just going to explode in about a month.
People are. I'm just seeing it all over. You know, the blue dye is going everywhere, and we want to make sure that we get a piece of that pie, and we're ready for it. You know, every time that that you and I see each other is on Wednesday morning, and we're kind of fresh and we're ready to go. And this is a different atmosphere, but I'm seeing the same Taylor, you know, and I'm hoping you're seeing the same me. That's one thing that I pride myself on as a, you know, as a manager or leader, is to always show the same game face, whether it's in the morning, in the afternoon, it was a rough night before, whatever the situation goes. I always use, like, you know, people that I worked with or worked for in the past, and what I liked and what I didn't like. And, you know, I think that's you seem like type of guy that really treats people well. And, you know, what do you think is one thing that, you know, if you out of the three owners has one thing to put forward for employee sakes, what do you offer for as far as a leader? What's the best thing that you could say?
You know, being a paramedic for as long as I was, I learned quite a bit about people. You know, I'd have transports at 2 o'clock in the morning, then 3 o'clock, then 4 o'clock, and I have absolutely no sleep. And I'd be exhausted and I'd be grumpy. And the little old lady would call because she had a headache or something simple and wanted to go to the hospital. And a lot of the times they just needed some comfort. You know, and so I always tried to make, you know, their experience better than before I had arrived. And I take that with me in a lot of places that I go in life. If I meet somebody new, if I meet somebody old, if I'm just hanging out with you, Josh, you know, I try to come in to keep that that positivity and the excitement in life. You know, or if it's needed to be nurturing and caring, then, you know, doing it that way too. But I think that that's one of the greatest aspects, in my opinion, of being successful. That it's not a monetary thing, but it's how many lives you can affect and how you can better people.
Right.
So that's kind of one of my goals, one of my things that I get up every day with trying to remember.
That's awesome. You know, I have a son. You have two sons, and, you know, I think we could both say that we want them to grow up to be, you know, confident and strong men that respect people and, you know, make good decisions, because that's what we should do. And I always, you know, see the posts you make on Facebook, and it's hilarious to see these little people that we've created. And I think me starting a business is really a cool thing for my son to see, because just a year ago I was working at the golf course, and, you know, same situation for you and your oldest. You know, you probably took him to the fire station, right? And it's like bittersweet that those days are over, but there's like new fun things that happen. And, you know, different scenario of my life last year this time, I was never at my house at 5 a.m. I was always gone. I never changed a diaper because I tried to get out before my kids were awake because I wanted my wife to sleep. Now every day since like March of last year, I'm like changing diapers, getting them ready, making waffles and bananas. And you know, do you have any habits like that that kind of get your day going, that, you know, you're just like, you get that feel good moment, you know, and you could just go through your day knowing why you're working so hard?
Absolutely. You know, you brought up a perfect point. You know, when I was a firefighter, I would leave the house before my boys would get up every day that I go to work. And that's a, you know, basically a third of my life, you know, for that time was spent at the fire department. Right. And mind you know, an hour drive each way. So that would cut it down even more. But so I missed a lot of mornings with my family. You know, now specifically, I really make an effort to, you know, the second that I get up, you know, go over and give my boys hugs and tell them good morning. And right. You know, I say, hey, do you guys have any dreams? You know, we talk about them, you know, usually they don't, but sometimes I do. And then we talk about, oh, that's cool, Dad. That's awesome. You know, and it's kind of fun. It's our time in the mornings. And, you know, I'm getting better about helping my wife do breakfast, although she's a fantastic cook. So right. She usually just, you know, takes off on that. And you know, like I said, it's only been a few months since I've left the fire department. So, you know, my wife and I were actually talking about this morning that we want to get on a dedicated schedule for, you know, for hitting the gym or working out first thing in the morning, you know, as Grant Cardone says, beating the sun up every morning. You know, if I can beat the most powerful thing up in the universe, then I'm off to a good start. Right. So, you know, we're trying to set some goals like that right now. Although I tell you what, man, I love my sleep. So that one's going to be a tough one to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, that industry is filled with sleep deprived people. You know, I mean, that's just the truth because you can't tell when something's going to happen and it could be when you're sleeping. And, I think since I was 18, after I graduated high school, I just jumped into working cause I just love to play golf and I know what the heck I wanted to do. And, but I can confidently say that for the last 12 years, I've been waking up at like average 5:27.
I like it. There you go.
You know, would I change any of that? No. And my kids, they wake up early, man. So you mentioned Grant Cardone. You know, a lot of the, you know, guys we hang out with, a lot of people in general that are business minded are all about, you know, content, right? Like it's kind of like feeding their brains, right? Fueling the mind. Who are some of your kind of go-to people or things that come to mind when you think of you know, growing as a businessman?
You know, the first most, you know, I you know, my life is based in Christianity. You know, I kind of had a big change about 6 years ago when maybe it was about 8 years ago when I just realized that things just weren't quite going my way. And I kept hitting my head against a wall, basically, you know, metaphorically speaking. And, you know, kind of looking at the world, man, why is everybody out there trying to get me? Then I kind of had a realization one day. I said, you know what, maybe it's not the world. Maybe it's this guy. Maybe it's my approach with people. So kind of sat back, and at the time my wife was trying to get me to go to church, and so we went for a Sunday service one day, and I was like, oh man, this guy's kind of got my attention. I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go right to the source on this one. So popped open the Bible, went through it page by page. Sure enough, man, I actually like the Old Testament, you know, go figure. But you know, it was super inspiring for me to be a better person, you know, to you know, having that mentorship, you know, from the basis of Christianity on that point, and then, you know, working that into life. You know, on a business sense, man, I do like Grant Cardone. That guy rocks. I mean, he just says it right as it is. You know, but a few others that I really like, I just got done with Gino Wickman's Traction. Great business book right there. It's a little bit more dry, but you know, if you're building a business and trying to figure out the foundation and how to go from there, is really good. Tim Grover, Relentless, pretty good too. You know, Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
Everybody's seen the movie. It's got some good points in it. There's some that I'm like, all right, dude, you're pretty sketchy.
Right.
But there's still, you know, he great leader. You know, get out there. And I truly believe that most everybody out there has some really good points. And so you pick and choose. You try to get the best out of everybody. And then, honestly, man, the our breakfast on Wednesdays, just talking back and forth, you know, yourself, you know, listening to, you know, your company and your business and building it from there. You know, some of the other guys, you know, they talk about what's going on. And boy, I'm taking it all in.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a content value filled little breakfast. And I have been trying to fill my plate too while I'm there.
Right.
We won't name the restaurant because we don't want to promote that, but you know, it's pretty good.
Yep.
We're here to promote your bar.
Absolutely.
What do you got going on this month? Any specials at the restaurant?
Absolutely. We are debuting smoked chicken right now. So we're pretty excited about that, putting that on the menu.
Nice.
We are going to be opening another restaurant, and then we're going to be announcing it in the next, man, I'm hoping any day now. I'm just, these landlords are killing me.
Just need the last I dotted.
Absolutely. We got excited about another one, about 6 months ago, and it was pretty much down to and signed the last deal, and it fell through. And it was just a major bummer. You know, right. You work so hard on something, but like anything in life, you know, you get right back on.
Right.
My oldest, he's 9 right now, and about 6 months ago, he broke his arm. He got bucked off one of our little ponies. And oh man, I felt horrible, just horrible, because he's a great rider, but man, this pony was rank, and he just launched him, and you know, of course, he was in a cast and the whole works, and it was actually his little brother's pony that he was riding because he was being naughty,
right?
And but you know, 3 or 4 days later, I was like, Rowan, you wanna go out and ride? He's like, I don't really want to, Dad. I'm kind of scared about it. I was like, yeah, I know you're scared, man. That's okay. I was like, you know, but, you know, taking that extra step to get back on, I was like, that's where you get courage from. And that's where you go and keep going. And, you know, I try to take that with me in life also. You know, we got burned on the last restaurant deal, but, dude, we're getting right back on it. We got another one going, and pretty excited about it. So
is it like, once you get the restaurant, say you get the, everything's ready to go, what's the timeline between you open door? Like 45 days, less?
No. Like we'll announce it and we'll be there like day of.
So staff, you just...
Yep, already got it.
Got the staff.
Oh, yeah.
They're in line.
Right?
We're ready to go.
Pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy. we definitely are, you know, what's it called? Slow to hire, fast to fire,
right,
type of operation we've been running the last couple of months. And, you know, it's probably been in our benefit to run a lean staff. You don't want to push people to the points, but you do want to, you know, try to push it in my industry, because let's face it, I'm fighting a clock all day, and I know how much I'm going to spend if I have certain people working for this much an hour. It's just a numbers game at that point. And, same with restaurant, you know, do you think that the new restaurant is in a part of town that will create more or less business than the existing one?
You know, it's a little smaller than the current one. So I would say it'll probably be about 70-75% of what the current one does. You know, the Grand Swan restaurant is great. It's central, it's midtown, it's easy access, easy right. to get out of. You know, the other cool thing with our... Right now, we're moving all of our brewing equipment out of, at least the vast majority of it, from the Grant Swan restaurant, which leaves a pretty good void in there. And so we're turning that into a private events facility. So we're going to have partitions that we can close off, and you can have your own private event in there for, you know, 50 to 65 people in that range.
Nice.
PowerPoints, you know, the whole works. And I found that that's an issue with Tucson. There's not that many venues
right.
that have places like that. So we're really excited about that. We already do a bunch of mixers and events at the brewery, and now we'll be able to host private functions.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. You know, you have a beautiful ship, right? And it just needs great shipmen to keep this thing going, right?
It does.
And it's the power of people, and it goes both ways. But I think when people work for, you know, when people work for good people, it tends to work out. And you know, our buddy Tyler, he's, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, you know, what are we going to do now, you know, type of mindset. And it's super simple. You just keep treating people good and things will work out.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that dumb it down and don't overthink things, and doing the right marketing and getting the phone ringing and all that, it works.
Absolutely. You know, we've been very blessed with the people that we brought on board. We have a huge, really good retention rate, which is, you know, in our industry is where stuff turns over so fast.
Right.
Is very great. You know, we have a fantastic GM, Samantha, and she just rocks it, and she's going to be running both the restaurants. You know, we have an amazing head chef, Kyle. You know, that guy is amazing on the smoker. I'll put him against anybody in Tucson in that.
That's awesome.
And so we've got some great people.
You have a kind of local celebrity that works for you, right? Sherm?
Sherm.
Yeah. We want him to share this on his Facebook.
Sherm is awesome. I love that guy, that big red head guy. He is great. You know, we had a great opportunity when he left the radio industry, and I told him, I was like, bud, I want you to come join the company and join our sales team. And that guy is just, he has the greatest attitude at all times. Love him to death.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I don't know if I've ever asked, do you play golf?
I do play golf.
Do you play golf? Are you good?
I've got a decent long game, but right. I get it on the green, and man, you know,
it's over.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah. Lawn darts.
I need to spend some more time at golf and stuff. I think that's my problem.
Hit for show, putt for dough.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Absolutely. And then I usually get burned out by like the 12th hole.
Right.
It's like, forget it. Let's just drink beer.
I don't know about you. What you relate, I'm like a real metaphor type of person, and I relate everything to golf. You know, Tyler will tell you, he's been playing golf for like a couple of years now, like religiously, and he's like, I just relate everything to golf now. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's really simple. You just compare everything to some situation in golf, and you have to get over it in golf. So you got to get over it in life.
That's true. You know, I do the same thing with horses.
Right.
You know, I relate business, kids, relationships, everything, you know, into the same type of world. You know, it's kind of what you're involved with. But I will say, you know, that golf is the game where you are basically competing against yourself.
Yeah.
And I lose to myself every time.
When was the last time you played?
I played probably about 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
49ers.
Nice.
Yeah. It was good. I only lost maybe a sleeve, maybe two sleeves of balls.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I haven't been out there in a while. I gotta try to go. There's a thing on Thursdays. They couple guys, I don't know, a handful of guys, 5 to 10 guys with their kids. And so if you're ever free,
nice.
You know, I bring Tripp out there, and you know, he just sits around and hits a club here and there. He's only going to be 3 next week.
Right.
But yeah, if you're ever bored, it's cool to get your kids out there, right?
Oh, and, I'm sure my boys will love that.
Whack it around, you know. They'll when I was a little kid, I always thought I could hit it farther than I really could.
Right.
I guess that's good.
I still think that.
I think that's the dreamer in me, you know. Set big goals.
Yeah.
And fight for it, right? If there's a will, there's a way.
Yep.
See what I mean? Metaphors.
I gotta love it.
Where can people reach you at, Taylor? What kind of Facebook presence do you got?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you can look at just Taylor Carter on Facebook. I also have a new page that I started called Success and Health. Maybe it's Health and Success. I just started it about 2 weeks ago,
right.
Where I'm trying to promote, you know, business and health and, you know, being a better person. So I'm pretty excited about that. I've done probably about 4 videos.
Right.
It's fun.
So you're pushing yourself.
Absolutely. Really? Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Instagram, I'm the Craft Beer Cowboy. So that's an easy one to remember.
Do you try to post videos on that often, or
no? You know, I'm just breaking into the Instagram world at this point. Right now, it's mainly just been for fun.
Right.
But you can always also check out our Facebook presence for Sentinel Peak Brewing Company.
Okay.
We're always posting on that and building from there. So
got
so
a website good. And stuff.
Yep. Yep. Website's brewtucson.com. So BREW Tucson TUCSON.com.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
You have any favorite quotes? You want to give us a quote for the end of the show?
Boy, you know, tell you what, I will put in there. We tried to figure out our core values of the company a few months ago, and really brought it down to this. We've got 6 main points: resourcefulness, integrity, tenacity, family, community, commitment. Wait, was that 6? Yeah, it was 6. And I think that those really relate to everything in life. You know, specifically resourcefulness. You know, if you don't have the resources, you got to get resourceful on things. And that's how it is with life. You know, you can't be complaining that you don't have it. You got to figure out how to make it work.
Right.
Grow from there.
That's awesome. We as landscapers tend to have to be very resourceful and, you know, not only resourceful with the guys out in the field, I have to be resourceful with my brain. And being here today is, you know, I think a really effective way for me to not only take tactics from people like you, things you say, things you're doing, and tie it into what I can do, even though it's so totally different. It happens, you know, and I come across things every day where, you know, I respond in a way because it's something I was taught or something I heard that had value. And, you know, we hope that we can provide just the best landscaping value that we possibly can. And by doing that with integrity, it's only going to help us continue to grow by having customers not think of where they're going to go. So hopefully everybody listening to this show will remember to go to Sentinel Peak and drink some beer and choose their beer when you go places that offer it, because we want to support this guy, and he's working his butt off, and you know, everybody sees it that's around him. So thanks for coming on today, man. We really appreciate it. And for all you listeners out there, make sure you visit poppyyards.com. We definitely just put some new pictures up for everybody to check out, a couple new jobs, and our Facebook and Instagram at Poppy Yards. We want everybody to like the page, and all new customers get a pop socket. So don't forget about that. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.